This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and with us this hour is David Zunica, America Again, AmericaAgain.net. This is 104 in the series. Welcome, David.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us. You know, I've got something I want to share with you. I got a call from Australia yesterday. And we normally don't get calls from Australia. And the lady who called me was singing your praises and loves what you do on this broadcast. And she listens to us on Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube, and she's in Australia. So interesting how this message that we broadcast about America Again resonates throughout the world. So I just wanted to say thank you so much, and I was very humbled by that call. As a matter of fact, she takes the information so much to heart. She lives what you're talking about, and she has joined the faculty of USA Prepares, and you'll get a chance, class, to meet her next week. So just wanted to share that message with you, David.
That's excellent. I'm humbled as well. I've often said from the very beginning, from the time I wrote the first book in 2010, that the world watches us for good or evil. They watch what we do. They take lessons from what we do. And so we've got to realize that as we restore popular sovereignty. And that's what we're going to do today is do the second part of this lesson on popular sovereignty. This is the foundation on which we have to stand. And last time we started this discussion about what popular sovereignty means, and it's supposed to be self-government, right? That's our form of government by law when you read the Constitution. And what I want to do today, part of this is civics. You know, it's just, this is the way it is in the law. The other, the more fundamental aspect is our self-image. And I mean national self-image, what we think we are as a people. And by that, I don't mean we should be a haughty people, but standing up to the key actors in D.C. organized crime, it's going to take that after we've repented before the face of God, we restore the proper hierarchy that's called for in the law for American government. In that hierarchy, as the Constitution makes clear, we the people are the apex sovereigns, the ones at the top. We're the peak sovereigns. And that, it isn't just power, it's duty. That means in the corrupt scene that we have right now, either in D.C. or in your state house at the capital of your state, your servants every day, they really do think and they really do live as though they're your masters. And the reason they do that is because that's how they've been programmed, by us. So we've programmed our servants to act like our masters. And as we've done that, we've programmed ourselves to act like the servants. So just notice this. Every time that you manage, think of when you've gone to your, if you've ever gone to your state capital, and whenever you manage to get 60 seconds in front of their majestic highnesses, how do you act? And how do they act before you? this is the reprogramming we first have to do, folks. And we reprogram ourselves, we reprogram them. It's not going to be an overnight process, but popular sovereignty means that the people are sovereign. So we're as mentally and as emotionally conditioned as they are, so they're acting like our servants. This is going to take time, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you listened in the last class, I explained that we the people are the only human power in America that's over the Constitution, and that our local and our county and state and federal servants are under that supreme law of the land. So I explained that our Constitution demands a self-governing people. And what does that mean? It means that people who govern themselves and govern their public servants. Most people don't think of it that way. We have to govern our public servants. So in America, self-government works like this. And I'm just reiterating what I said last time. Our servants are supposed to represent us and serve us. We're the self-governing sovereigns that govern them. So they're only supposed to govern either the mentally incompetent or the lawless citizens or aliens. So they're not supposed to govern us. We govern ourselves, or are supposed to. So those opening words of our Constitution, we the people, and then do ordain, that refers to only that part of America that cares enough to repent before God and then to be self-governing. But today things are flipped. They're perverted. The only self-governing Americans are the sinful and the ungovernable. And I said last time, those sinful and ungovernable fall into three classes. The plutocracy, that's the top 1% of the top 1% by income. Second is the bureaucracy, government drones that want a cushy job all their lives and taxpayer-funded retirement. And then third, the mobocracy. And that's the bottom rung of society, including the lawless and the mentally incompetent, whatever, that if you take all these three together, those are the predators, those are the parasites that we the people, the productive class in America, are carrying on our backs every day. So now it's time for duty. That's what popular sovereignty requires. To act as a sovereign, there's duty first. And that's why I said it has to begin with repentance before the face of God. as an engineer for almost three decades, I noticed two of the most powerful tools that we have today. And I talked about this on some of the early programs, so I won't repeat about the African tribesmen and how much power computers bring us, even cell phones bring us today. But I noticed that computer technology and social media specifically are not being put to their highest and best use. They're used for all kinds of cockamamie things and weird things and dumb things. But what I call tactical force massing means that we apply these two tools, computer technology and social media, to the largest scale crimes on earth today. And in America Again, the movie, our YouTube, the one-hour YouTube movie, we show you seven felony classes that are being perpetrated by Washington, D.C. every day. So, and I'm not saying we're going to rid ourselves of all corruption. And corruption exists wherever people without supervision have access to money or access to land and valuables and other stuff. If you don't supervise them, corruption comes in. And the people of Mexico, China, whatever, Pakistan, Russia, what all other nations are going to continue to suffer under corruption. But here in America, by law, you read our Constitution, we have a duty and we have the power to end this nonsense before it's too late. And the mission of America Again is to restore American popular sovereignty by helping America's responsible remnant, just the ones that want to, be the first population to apply this modern technology now to its highest and best use, what I call tactical force massing. Okay, so back to sovereign. Throughout history, the word sovereign referred to a monarch and to the nobility that at court who enjoyed the benefits of sovereignty. And everybody else had to be a commoner, a serf. In 1787, at the Constitutional Convention, the British plan that was rejected, Alexander Hamilton's British plan that was rejected by the convention, it would have dissolved the sovereign states into one nation with one parliament and with a king. So if our founding fathers rejected that sovereignty for real popular sovereignty, what happened? Why do we feel like our sovereign states have been dissolved into one nation with one parliament in Washington, D.C., and with a king, Obama? I mean, we're they rejected this. Well, how did we get it anyway? So I'm going to tell you the titles of two great books that I think explain this, explain why we got this horror show that we're living. One of them is written by Thomas DiLorenzo, D-I-L-O-R-E-N-Z-O. It's called Hamilton's Curse, How Jefferson's Arch Enemy Betrayed the American Revolution and What It Means for Americans Today. And the second book is by John Ferling, F-E-R-L-I-N-G, and it's called Jefferson and Hamilton, A Rivalry That Forged a Nation. In those two books, either of them works. One of them, Hamilton's Curse, is much stronger but shorter. Jefferson and Hamilton is more of a biography of both men. But those books explain how Hamilton and his cohort, they didn't win their dream, you know, an American king and nobility and all that. But Hamilton did win. He did win his banking cartel. He won his strong central government that was built on financial speculation and plunder. And he won his full-time standing army, what he called the New Army. And all three of those violated the U.S. Constitution and flew in the face of the Founding Fathers. It's okay. Hamilton still won. And so those books explain to you, show you where all the bodies are buried, and explain to you how that all happened to us. So now it's time for us to turn another page in history. If one guy, an alien, you know, born on the island of Nevis, who came over here barefoot, if Alexander Hamilton could turn America in the direction we've gone, and we're headed right off the cliff, can we, let's say just a million of us, half a million of us, can we take that all back as popular sovereigns? Can we do that? That's the question.
David Zunick is with us. AmericaAgain.net. AmericaAgain.net. And class, America Again is a new way of life to stop Washington, D.C. From running our lives. AmericaAgain.net. Please go to the website. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. you guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David Zinica, you asked a question about going to the state capitol. You know, have we gone to the state capitol? If we've been to the state capitol, and I'd like to just answer that question personally. A group of us got in some vans several years ago, and we went to Jefferson City, Missouri, the state capitol. And in the vans were pitchforks. I'm not exaggerating. We went to Jefferson City, a bunch of farmers and, just we the people, we went there. And into the state capitol we went with pitchforks. It did not make the news. No one got arrested. But I can assure you it was a memorable event for everyone involved. There you have it.
Well, that's what we're talking about today, is how to turn that fear factor around. And I think Donald Trump is going to help us with that if he wins. If he loses, we've got a considerable mess in front of us. But, okay, so I just mentioned, you know, we're trying to figure out how do we become sovereigns, really, in our heart, in our mind, how do we become sovereigns over these people that walk these marble floors with their 27-foot ceilings and, under a granite dome.
Right.
And
right.
It's hard to do that to your mind, to your sensibilities after a lifetime of programming and several lifetimes. I mean, our parents were this way, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. We have kowtowed. We have bent the knee to these false gods, to these, to our servants who act like our masters. We've done it for so long that we don't know how to be sovereign. So that's what this is about. It's time to turn another page in history, take back what Hamilton stole from us right at the beginning, and understand we, the people, collectively are the highest sovereign. Our federal servant obeys the Constitution, or it needs to pay a price. And our state government, the same thing. That's our plan in America again, is to make this, is to put teeth behind this. So we've got to grow. So let me finish today's lesson by clearly stating that we don't support the so-called sovereign citizen concept. And let me go into that just a bit to nuance that. There's a professor at Georgetown University named Randy Barnett. Very, very erudite man. He's probably America's foremost authority on the Ninth Amendment. But I think it was 2006 or 2007 essay, it was called "The People or the State?" And Randy, Professor Barnett, contended that American law schools don't teach the first major U.S. Supreme Court case that was called Chisholm v. Georgia, C-H-I-S-O-L-M. Look it up. Very important case. He says, or said back then, that the reason they don't teach that ruling and all about that case, they start with Marbury v. Madison, because if they teach Chisholm v. Georgia, they will see the writing of those founding era justices and people would become much more powerful and the federal courts would become much less powerful. And so he says, you know, it's a racket. I mean, you know, they're kind of a cartel and the federal judges and lawyers and stuff. So I think he's right to that extent. But in that same paper, and I wrote to him after that and chewed him out, never heard back from him. But in that same paper, he kept suggesting like four or five times that the Supreme Court in Chisholm ruled that there's an individual sovereignty of the people. The American people are individually sovereign. And there's no way you can get that out of that ruling. He repeatedly kept equating the word joint with the word individual. And those words are opposites. At America, again, we stress, okay, yes, we the people are the human sovereign in American government. But popular sovereignty is collective. We do not say that each of us is sovereign. Nor did the court in Chisholm say that each of us is individually sovereign. They always use the term joint or jointly. So this unfounded sovereign citizen movement with people's grand juries is just getting booted off the stage, or even worse.
Going into a break, David Zunick is with us. America Again. He's teaching us how to do it. America Again, 104 in the series. We'll be right back.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, quick announcement on Monday and Tuesday of next week. The 13th and the 14th. Dr. Joel Wallach, USA Prepares Instructor, will be in Springfield, Missouri at the Holiday Inn on North Glenstone, just south of the Interstate 44. He's going to be talking about the ins and outs of nutrition for better health. I'm going to do my best to be there. That's registration is at 6 p.m. Monday and Tuesday. And the meeting starts at 7 p.m. It's absolutely free. And let me give you a phone number to call if you'd like more information. You'll be calling Jim Stewart, USA Preparers, 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149. That's Jim Stewart. And if you'd like to buy some products, and please consider buying them under USA Preparers. Jim Stewart will help you. That is a free meetup with Dr. Joel Wallach, USA Preparers instructor, at the Holiday Inn, North Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Registration's at 6 p.m. on Monday and on Tuesday, and the meeting starts at 7. They're free, and each meeting is independent. David Zunica is with us, and David, I wanted to comment on something you said. Back in 1980, one of our instructors, before he became an instructor on the air, was involved with us, and we had a satellite communications manufacturing company. And we were in the business of selling satellite communications receivers. And Andy Gibbs was in this meeting, and he was the seller. And the buyer was the CEO of another company. So we were interested in negotiating with the with this company that wanted to buy our communications equipment. So Andy Gibbs went into the president's office. The president had a raised platform, very much like a judge would have for his desk. So he sat above Andy Gibbs. And opposite Andy were two chairs, and Andy was to sit in one of them, which would put him in a lower physical height than the president that he was negotiating with. So the president said, Andy, have a seat. And so what did Andy do? He didn't sit down on the chair. He sat down on the arm of the chair. Now they were at the same height. So that's kind of how we respond to what you're talking about, the position of power. How do you behave when you are meeting a state or federal representative? What we do is we want to be above them, as you're saying. And that's what we've been doing for many, many years. Please continue.
Yeah, that's well put, Vince. And I think the other thing is, when you read the Constitution's opening phrase, we the people of the United States, that refers to the collective sovereign of our republic. It's not like when you go to the Second Amendment and it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms. That is an individual right. When it says people there, it's talking about in that day, everyone had firearms, especially living in rural America. But this is a collective sovereignty. If you're not, like you were saying about, you want to be higher than them, physically higher. Well, you also want to be, you don't want to approach them one-on-one. You want to, like you said about the, about going in the van, you know, with a load of pitchforks. You want to be a sizable group. When you, now, not a mob, and you're not doing that, but remember, we're doing this, this reprogramming of ourselves as we do this, okay? Not so much of them. Yes, we're trying to frighten them back into shape and all that, but we're trying to realize who we are collectively. And so if you go alone, staff is going to turn you out. And if they don't, if you get to see the person, even if it's your state legislator, one way or another, they have this imperious way about them. And I'm talking about 1 week after entering office, the greatest Christian, most, you know, self-effacing person turns, transmogrifies into a different beast when they walk those marble floors. Something happens to them. Now, I'm not suggesting by saying it's collective, by saying we have to work together, by saying our sovereignty is only collective, I'm not suggesting that that needs to be a majority. It's never going to be a majority. Most people in this country are going to remain fairly inert, and you can't let that bother you. You can't say, well, we're just a few. Look, when we stipulate that we ourselves, it's the only time we stipulate a duty for ourselves in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, when we say that we will, quote, execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, unquote. That's law enforcement. That's not a majority activity. It's not a popularity contest. That's law enforcement. So We the people only needs to be a small tactical remnant in each town. And then, you know, much larger and in each state. And then, of course, much larger, maybe a million or two or more at the federal level. But out of the 320 million, don't ever expect a majority to act in this way as lawful, dutiful, repentant, responsible sovereigns. They're not going to do it. Most people won't ever do it. So that's why we say with the America Again indictment engine, which we'll get to in weeks from now, it doesn't take but half of 1%. Even that will be a surfeit. It will be extra. So to enforce the Constitution as written. So regardless how many contented Americans are on the other side, they're benefiting from, you know, D.C. organized crime, it doesn't matter. It's time for America's sovereign, collective sovereign, to do our duty, exert our power. And as history unfolds, as economies collapse, and they are going to, there's no other course that's open to us. We've got to start acting like the adult in the room. It doesn't matter how powerful they sound, how imperious they act. It's all a bluff, folks. It's a bluff. So when you join America Again and we help you recruit three more people in your town, now you've got a little group of four, and it's not many, but it's enough. And we stand with you, and our staff stands with you, as we start taking one action at a time. This is what repentance looks like on the ground. This is what responsible sovereignty looks like. It is never going to, you're never going to be the majority. Just get over that. That's electoral politics. Forget that. That was a game. That was a cruel game. Okay, so Donald Trump, you know, he comes along. He's only saying many of the things that we've all been saying for decades. And politicians have been laughing at us through these decades, for these generations, and as they've been pushing us toward the cliff, okay? Trump is now saying, enough. It ends here. It stops here. It's time to end the hijacking, okay? But that guy, Donald Trump, from that office, there is no way he can do it. He can cheerlead for us. He can be the point of the spear in many cases, but he can't do this. It is our job. It is our lawful duty. So it's time to stop this transmogrification into some alien civilization. And look how it's happening week by week by week. We're allowing it. So it's time for us to become America again by standing up as a group. So this isn't up to politicians. Politicians are the problem. It's up to us. And I know I keep hammering this home, but this is what sovereigns do. Sovereigns have to do the job that most won't do. But this kind of sovereignty is unique on all the earth in all of human history. There's never been a constitution like ours, and we haven't lived up to it. So we, the people ourselves, we have to return to that duty. We don't even know what it is. That's what these classes are for. And over this 30 weeks at USA Prepares, this is the preparation for the long term, after the collapse, during the collapse, because the collapse is coming. Folks, there is mathematically, there's no way around that. Okay, so we have a long...
You mentioned they are bluffing us, and you're absolutely right. Sheriff's deputies patrolled our farm one Friday night late, around midnight. And I called the sheriff up on Monday, and I said, do not come on our property. Do not trespass on our property. You're not welcome here. He was absolutely shocked. So it was a bluff. They act like they have the right to do these things. They do not.
Right.
And they will continue until we stop them.
You have to know the law. You have to know where you stand, what your place is. I did this with IRS over 20 years, 14 times. I've got a separate website, taxhonestyprimer.com, and I teach people. I show the 14 names and offices of the IRS agents I went up against over the years. And you have to know the law, and I do. I know the tax code, studied it for 20 years. And you have to grab them as soon as they step on you. You have to grab them, turn them around, show them the law, and say, you either show me the law or you leave now. 14 times they have. So it's really a matter of knowing what we're doing. If you don't know the Constitution, buy one. In fact, if you get my book for free, the PDF book, on the on our website, at the end of it, I have an indexed copy. That means every article, section, and clause, it's like Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 would be 1.8.15. It's all indexed so that you can learn it quickly. You learn which article, section, and clause pertains to what. The Constitution is there for you for free at the back of my book, Fear the People. And the book Fear the People is available for free at AmericaAgain.net. Go to the bottom of the homepage. On the right-hand side, blue button says PDF book. The new website starts up, I think it goes live the last week in July. And it's going to be a much, much more powerful interactive website than the temporary site we have up right now. Let me get back and try to close this issue on sovereignty, on popular sovereignty in America. If Hillary wins by some trick of Satan, the battle's going to do one of two things. We're either going to collapse very, very quickly from the Cloward-Piven strategy, since we're so near the edge already, or productive Americans are just going to say, you know what, they're going to forget who they are. They're going to display mass insanity, kind of like the French Revolution. And I guess that result could be just as bad as the first one. I don't know. But I honestly don't think Hillary has a chance. I think that the media is totally bluffing, too. They're putting up, they're whistling past the graveyard. And so if Trump wins, well, we'll talk about that after the break.
David Zinnick is with us in class. If you go to his website, AmericaAgain.net, you can get the free download, Fear the People, or you can go to USA Preparers, page number one, post number one. Free downloads right there. You can get it either place. Please do. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
You got
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David, you mentioned that if Hillary wins, we can have a quick collapse or something akin to the French Revolution. Also, if Hillary wins, we will have her husband, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton. People wonder what he might be called, like the first gentleman. No, he'd be the first philanderer. Headlines on the Drudge Report, Hillary humiliation. Bill bragged about sleeping with 2,000 women. Let me give you an example. Class, that's a different woman every day for 5.5 years. And the definition of philanderer is a man who readily or frequently enters into casual sexual relationships with a woman. Okay? So that's what we're facing. We're facing having the first philanderer and the first dyke.
Well, I just can't see it happening, and I don't believe that it will. I think that half of Bernie's people are going to end up with Trump, not with Hillary. So I just don't think it's happening. I think Trump is going to win the largest landslide in history. And I think shown that, has indicated that's where it's headed. You have a lot of blue-collar people now opening their eyes. You've got a lot of blacks. You've got a lot of Hispanics coming up and supporting Donald Trump now. He's doing a triangulation like Reagan did, except this one, I think there's a whole lot more steam behind it. And despite his own personal foibles and what I may think of the man personally, I just think he's smart, a lot smarter than he's been given credit for. And what America again wants to do and will do is put real popular sovereignty action into that mandate that Trump is getting from all over right now. The actions he's talking about are still very mainstream. They're still very they just won't change the system. America, again, will. So that it's a mandate to end D.C. organized crime, to restore popular sovereignty to every town, to every household. You can't do that through a president. It's up to us. It's not up to politicians. So America, again, right now, we're in 109 towns and growing. If you join as a member, your town goes on that list. Our goal is 2,500 America, again, towns by next March. When Trump finishes his first 100 days, we want to have an absolute, a real virtual army all over this country, ready to start pushing these things, not letting him tell us what we're going to do, but showing him what we, the American people, want to do. And he needs to help us. And I think Trump, of all of them, Trump is the only one that will. When you join America Again, we give you resources to recruit three other people in your community. And when we have a capital action team in all 50 state capitals, then we'll roll out our first national action. It's called Ratify 28. We talked about that before. It starts with one day called Proclamation Day, going to happen at an event that happens at all 50 state capitals at the same hour. When we announce, we the people announce to the whole world that America's proper constitutional sovereign-servant relationship is now going to be restored. So that day will change a lot of things in history. But after that day, this transformation won't happen overnight. So we the people are awake, though, and we now have a full spectrum, long-term plan. We're dedicated to restoring our life in America. We're not going to let the enemy win this. And in your part of America, in your town, it really has to start right now with you. Let me say that we have Sunday night national conference calls every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central. And if you call in, this is all on our website. There's a big red button that says Take Action, and it has the instructions to call in for the Sunday night calls. But it's 712-775-7031, and the code is 123-277-344. So join us on those Sunday night calls, and join us for the next class, America Again 105.
And that will be next Friday, hour number 2 at usapreparers.com. David Zuniga, thank you so much for being with us, class. If you can, americaagain.net. If you're traveling, you're listening on your phone, go to usapreparers.com, page number 1. It'll take you right to the website and the free download. First post, usapreparers.com. David Zuniga, thank you so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food?
Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.